It's Radio Munson on WGLT, Normal, Illinois, a service of Illinois State University, celebrating our 50th birthday today. It was on the 4th day of February, 1966. My golly, that was 50 years ago. Sure was. When GLT had a big move forward. It had been a closed-circuit radio station before, broadcasting into the residence halls at Illinois State University. But for the first time, GLT would be heard on the FM radio dial, broadcasting from Cook Hall, the castle-like building on the west side of the quadrangle on the campus. On that evening 50 years ago, we were saying, that's what's new.
We'll be right back.
What's New?
Yeah, that's music by the Chicago Metropolitan Jazz Orchestra, led at the time of that recording by Lenny King, who had some time on both campuses, Illinois State University, Illinois Wesleyan University in Bloomington Normal, Illinois. I'm glad you're, and they were recorded there at Fitzgerald's, a great club, still going, in suburban Berwyn, just outside of Chicago. We're here till 9 o'clock on Radio Munson on 50-year-old GLT. Yeah, went on the air. Actually on the air on the FM dial 50 years ago today from Cook Hall, which we can see if we open the door, a couple of doors, to the GLT studios and look across the quad, beautiful quad at Illinois State University. I was in town at the time working on commercial radio, and I have to say before that date 50 years ago, I had not heard WGLT because the only way you could hear it was to be inside one of the dorms. And I was a little past my student years, and it was on the wrong campus anyway for me. So here we are 50 years later, Radio Munson on GLT, not even in the studios on the ISU campus. Tonight I'm broadcasting from just outside of Tucson, Arizona. I wanted to do something by Ethel Merman tonight. She was such a big name in the 1930s into the 1940s, and she was one of those people who always had a table or a seat at the famed Stork Club, maybe the most famous nightclub of all of them in New York City. Her main squeeze, Sherman Billingsley, who was an arrogant sort of a guy who owned the Stork Club, managed to make sure that Ethel was always welcome there. So was Tallulah Bankhead and Walter Winchell and J. Edgar Hoover and Damon Runyon and Irving Berlin, and the list went on and on. Ethel Merman formed her own career on Broadway and also singing with bands from time to time. Here's the thing she did with Billy May's band. That's Ethel Merman. Ethel Merman, yeah. The belle of the ball at the Stork Club in New York City in the 1930s. They thought things were jumping at the Stork Club. They had no idea how much things were jumping just to the north of them in Harlem.
Yeah. I love to jump in the old time. The rhythm is fine. Oh, yeah. It makes you want to have a melody. Oh, the
melody
keeps you jumping all around.
Jump is taking the town, catching on all around. It's a sender, it keeps you hip all the time. I'm on my way to the place where jiving was found.
You put your foot out and throw your hip out and take it easy. When you shake it, don't you break it, cause you're doing the boogie woogie. Hi, 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 hi is in the groove.
And when you jump back, you throw your shoulders back, and then you start all over, cause you never want to stop it when it's groovy.
I gotta go now, I gotta go now, I got a date at 1 o'clock, gotta hurry now, it's 12:15. Cut out, because the time will pass when you're having fun. Break it up, gotta keep jumping all the time, jumping all the time, mop.
I can't stop this jive right now, because it feels so good, and how it makes me want to jump all day, stomp my worries all away. So just before you go, let's rip this mess on out and jump it some more.
Got a date at 1 o'clock and I gotta be on my way. Got a date at 1 o'clock and I really can't afford to stay. Got a date at 1 o'clock and it's not so very far away.
Baseman Lee Gaines and his quintet called the Della Rhythm Boys on Radio Munson on GLT. Here's George Shearing's quintet. And what is this thing called love? George Shearing, and What Is This Thing Called Love? On Radio Munson, I'm Don on GLT. My email address is don@wglt.org. Plenty more coming up, including Charlie Barnett, the great alto saxophonist, bandleader, and a song he wrote called Cherokee, coming up in just a few minutes. Right now, here's Tony Bennett.
I let a song go out of my heart. It was the sweetest melody. I know I lost heaven, 'cause you were the song. Since you and I have drifted apart, life doesn't mean a thing to me. Please come back, sweet music. I know I was wrong. Am I too late to make amends? You know that we were meant to be more than just friends, just friends. I let a song go out of my heart. Believe me, darling, when I say I won't know sweet music until you return someday. I let a song go out of my heart. Believe me, darling, when I say I won't know sweet music until you return someday. Thank you.
Charlie Barnett's alto saxophone in front of his band in Cherokee from 1941. You know, I mistakenly said Charlie wrote that song. He did not. Ray Noble, a British band leader, wrote that song. And Billy May, who was in Charlie Barnett's band playing trumpet for Charlie, is the guy who did that arrangement to make the biggest hit for Charlie Barnett's well-respected band in 1941. I'm Don Munson. It's Radio Munson. And that was Tony Bennett, of course, before the break. Here's an interesting vocalist, Ernie Andrews, never received the recognition he deserved, although in jazz circles, he was certainly well thought of. Ernie Andrews is now deceased. He was invited along on a tour that Gene Harris, the great pianist, did with his band in 1989. He called it his super band, and they revived big band jazz to a large extent. They appeared at Town Hall in Lower Manhattan in 1989, and the Gene Harris Band invited Ernie Andrews on stage to do a song that's long been a jazz standard.
It's very clear. Love is here to stay. Not for you, my dear. Forever and a day. The telephone and the movies we used to know. We're just a passing fancy. In time we'll show. But love is here to stay. Together we'll going a long, long way. In times the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may turn. They're only made of clay, and our love is here to stay. Not for you, my dear. Forever and a day. The radio and the telephone were just a passing fancy. In time we'll show. But oh my dear, the love is here to stay. Together we
there's an exciting guy. The late Ernie Andrews with Gene Harris's Super Band, 1989, in Town Hall in New York City. What a great version of that standard song, Our Love Is Here to Stay. George and Ira wrote that song, and Ira finished it up, actually, writing the lyrics, right after his brother George's death in 1938. I'm Don Munson here on GLT, and I'm glad. Here's another standard song, sort of the iconic version of it, as a matter of fact, as Doris Day and Harry James, with his trumpet and his big band, were put together by Columbia Records.
Come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway. The hip hooray and ballyhoo, the lullaby of Broadway. The rumble of the subway train, the rattle of a taxi. The daffodils who entertain at Angelo's and Maxie's. When the Broadway baby says goodnight, it's early in the morning. Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. You hear what daddy's saying, and baby goes home to her flat to sleep all day.
Day and Harry James' big band in the Columbia recording studios. That's, to me, that's the iconic version of that song. Harry Warren and Al Dubin wrote that. Harry Warren, the music, Al Dubin, the lyrics. And that's another one that has to be listed as a standard. I don't think this next one's a standard song. Not hardly. Maybe you've heard it before, but I figured a railroad song might be appropriate for this evening, as Amtrak comes right through the Bloomington Normal, Illinois community. And I want you to get to the other side of the second track away from the Uptown station. You're going to have to go down to Linden Street to go around, because they haven't they haven't got the overhead or the underpass, whichever one they decide on, finished yet. And I'm going to do something with the Firehouse 5 Plus 2. There were five guys who worked in seven guys, actually, a seven-piece traditional band. And these guys all worked in the animation department at the Disney Studios out in Anaheim, California. So they were close to the Los Angeles music scene. And it was quite an assemblage of guys. Ed Penner was a longtime soprano saxophonist. Ward Kimball played trombone. Danny Alguire on cornet. And Frank Thomas on piano, and Monty Mountjoy was the trumpeter, the Firehouse 5 Plus 2. Mm-hmm.
choo-choo. She's been away for months, but I haven't cheated once. Stayed home nights, didn't dance, wasn't taking any chance. Didn't flirt, though it hurt. I just couldn't do my sweetie dirt. My days were blue, my nights were black, but I just knew that she'd come back. For I love her and she loves me and say,
say what?
Don't think there ain't no Santa Claus. I know darn well there is, because my cuties do it too.
Firehouse 5 Plus 2, Gene Krupa's band, coming up with the Disc Jockey Jump in just a few minutes. This is Dinah Washington.
Don't even go to a movie show if you're not by my side. I stay home by my radio, but I'm satisfied. All my flirting days are gone. On the level from now on. Don't go for any excitement now. Books are my best company. All my opinions have changed somehow. Old fashioned as can be. When you really learn to care, there's a thrill in solitaire. Keeping out of mischief now. Really am in love and how. I'm through playing with fire. It's you whom I desire. All the world can plainly see. You're the only one for me. I've told them in advance, they can't break up our romance. Living up to every vow, I'm keeping out of mischief now. See,
heading down the final stretch on Radio Munson this evening with a great Gene Krupa band and his drums and a thing called the Disc Jockey Jump. Drummer Gene Krupa and his band, 1958 recording of a thing that Jerry Mulligan, the great baritone saxophone guy, wrote while he was still a teenager, the Disc Jockey Jump. That was Doc Severinsen's trumpet and Phil Woods playing alto saxophone. I'm Don Munson with music by Freddie Cole with Houston Person.
Because of you, there's a song in my heart. Because of you, our romance had its start. Because of you, the sun will shine, the moon and stars will say you're mine, forever and never to part. I only live for your love and your kiss. It's paradise to be near you like this. Because of you, my life is now worthwhile, and I can smile because of you. Thank you. because of you, there's a song in my heart. Because of you, our romance had its start. Because of you, the sun will shine, the moon and stars will say you're mine, forever and never to part. I only live for your love and your kiss. It's paradise to be near you like this. Because of you, my life is now worthwhile, and I can smile because of you. And I can smile because of you. And I can smile because of you.
Freddie Cole with John DeMartino playing piano and the great Houston Person on tenor saxophone. I'm Don Munson from Tucson tonight, home of the Tucson Gem and Mineral Show, which is going on right now. The oldest, largest, and I would say the most prestigious gem and mineral show in the whole wide world. And there are thousands upon thousands of people here showing gems and minerals and purchasing gems and minerals. We surely could come up with something appropriate for that event. I'm thinking maybe something from a Glenn Miller Orchestra broadcast in 1941.
Now, folks, if smooth music with a little jump in it is your fancy, we got one coming up that's specially designed for your listening pleasure, A String of Pearls. It's written by one of our arrangers, Jerry Gray. It's one of our latest recordings, and I think you'd enjoy listening for Bobby Hackett's cornet later on in the piece.
Thank you.
A String of Pearls for all you folks in Tucson for the Gem and Mineral Show. I'm Don Munson here. I brought in something by Diane Reeves today, and this song is good on its own, but Diane Reeves adds a lot to it, and especially with the encouragement of trumpeter, flugelhornist, sometimes gadfly, Clark Terry.
I hadn't anyone till you.
I've been trying to tell you that, baby. You wouldn't listen to me.
I was a lonely one.
I know you were like a vehicle without feeling them all by
till
yourself.
You.
Yes, baby.
I used to lie awake and wonder. Someone in this wide world just meant for me. And now I see I had to save my love.
Save it, baby. Save it all.
Till you. I never gave my love. Anyone till you. I had it anyone till you. I was a lonely one till.
Thank you.
Diane Reeves with that rascal Clark Terry on Radio Munson. On WGLT Normal, Illinois, a service of Illinois State University, and 50 years old tonight. Thanks for joining us from just outside of Tucson, Arizona. We'll let Henry Mancini's orchestra close things out with an old favorite called Smoke Rings. I'll see you next Thursday night. Thanks for listening. Thank you.